That's what you make pickle out of.
Yeah, right. Now, I just learned that about 2 weeks ago at one of these interviews. What about the inside, the center of an apple that you throw away?
Yeah, it's apple core.
Okay. What about the type of nut that grows in a garden that people will, you buy at a circus or something?
Peanut.
Okay. You ever hear them called anything else?
Goobers.
Okay. What is it that grows on a tree? It's a nut that grows on a tree, and it used to be in a, I mean, it starts off in a thing about that.
Walnut.
A what?
Walnut.
Right. And it'll stain your hand.
You're right.
And
black, green, and yellow.
Yeah. If you get that soft green part, it's called the what?
The hull.
Okay, and then if you get that off, you've still got the what?
You've still got the shell.
Okay. What other kind of nuts are grown around here?
Well, pecans and hickory nuts.
Okay. What is the kind of fruit that they grow in Florida that you make juice that you drink in the morning?
Oranges.
Okay.
Grapefruit.
What about a little vegetable that looks kind of like a small turnip, except it's red?
Beet.
Smaller than that. It's red and white.
Radish.
Okay.
My husband loves them.
Does he really? I was just going to say, I don't care for them too much.
He sits down to a meal for, I buy the radishes, buy those great big little boxes. He thinks he has to have 3 or 4 radishes every time he sits down for a lunch or dinner at night. Supper.
Outside for me.
Yeah.
What about the, now here I have trouble describing this, something that you slice up and put in a salad or a hamburger, or it's red.
Onion.
Okay, or a red one that is real juicy. It's a fruit, I don't know if it's a fruit or vegetable.
Tomato.
Okay. It's a vegetable, isn't it? Yeah.
No, it's a fruit.
Is it? Yeah, okay.
Tomato is a fruit.
I'll think of it. What kind of potatoes do people grow around here in the garden?
Irish potatoes and sweet potatoes. Some people call them yams.
Okay. That's the same thing as sweet potatoes. What about a long green kind of thing? Something
pepper?
Like, no, it's something like, well.
Cucumber?
No, it's a, you can either stew it or fry it. You can cut it up in.
Okra.
Okay. If you take an apple or something and put it in the window where the sun shines on it, the skin will get all what?
Swiveled.
Okay. With green beans, what do you have to, or used to have to do, I guess you still do.
Break them.
Right, and string
them. Snap them.
Yeah.
Or string them and snap them is what.
Right. What about, have you ever heard the term leather breeches for dried beans? Strung up and dried?
Well, no, not for green beans. I don't.
What other kind of beans do they grow in a garden around here, maybe, besides green beans?
Well, they grow butter beans and butter peas and black
eyed. What's the difference? Now, I've never heard of a butter pea.
You haven't?
Hmm. Is it just a green pea, like a?
An English peas.
Yeah. Is it like an English pea?
No, it's very much like a butter bean. I mean, a lima bean.
Mm-hmm.
Only it's a rounder and it's a white.
Oh yeah.
It's very much like the old fashioned white beans. You know.
Yes. Yeah.
But it has a much more delicious flavor than a white bean.
Well, I know exactly what you're talking about. I've eaten them, but I just thought they were unusual white beans.
No, they're little butter peas. That's what they're called.
What kind of vegetables come in heads?
Cabbages and lettuce. And
What is it that on an ear of corn you have to strip off before you can cook it? You know, you...
Kernels.
No, the green leafy stuff. Around.
Oh, shucks.
Okay. And what about corn that's served on the cob? Do you hear that referred to as sweet corn or raisin ears or anything like that?
Well, yes.